It's just like these polls. The more they tell you about how my polls are going down, the more they talk about it, the worse it's going to be.
Well,
and I've seen it happen, man. If you just let the word get out of Johnson City, we've had one bank closed there, that Johnson City Bank's in a little trouble. I'll tell you, ain't many loyal friends will keep money in the bank if they think's in trouble. They'll move.
Well, the only thing is that when they come to me for some sort of action and to kind of consolidate it with my administrators, like my savings and loan commissioner and my superintendent of banks,
I'd say, what is it you want? And I'd guess they want something that permits them to compete with the CDs. Then I'd agree with them, whatever they want, to do that. Then I'd pass it on here to the man that you've got up here and tell him to bring it over here. What's this man, Pat Brown?
Bruce Sprague.
Sprague.
Yeah.
He calls here all the time, and I'd have Sprague bring right in.
Thank you. For the wonderful attention that they give him.
Well, we like him, and we think he does a good job, and then we'll take it. We've met here 40 times in the last 2 months on this, and we got our people up there testifying. We got a building committee. We hope that we can, certainly the first 10, most of the savings and loan deposits under $10,000, and if you could put a ceiling where a CD couldn't take them away from you, you'd be in better shape. If you can't do that, they put it up the first 100. They're considering both. We're trying to get that through. That's what we want to do, but we want to do it without any concern. If I come out there the end of the month or to your governor's conference or to your president's club, I put it off three times now, once last summer, and then October when I got sick, and then this spring because your campaign was on, they asked me to wait until then. Now I've got to decide what I'm going to do, and if I come out to governor's conference, come out then, I hope we can have something pretty well along that will solve that, and we sure need to before the second quarter the dividends come up and where they can withdraw.
Well, that, of course, that'll be July 1st.
Yep, that's right.
Well, I think that this conversation is very, very helpful to me. Let me...
You have your federal savings man, your savings man. Ask them what it is they want. 1, 2, 3, 4. You get that to Sprague overnight air mail. You let Sprague bring it in here, and our people will talk to them, and they're in touch with the Home Loan Bank Board. They're in touch with the House and Senate Banking Committees. They're in touch with all the experts in Federal Reserve, Treasury, and everything else. But it doesn't put the spotlight on you and the press conference on you and create a lot of unnecessary doubts.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about it. Of course, you see this meeting that we were having. I have in my retirement fund here out here in California. I got pretty nearly $3 billion. We have in employee, in union, pension funds of various kinds. Probably another two. That's $5 billion that now are going into pretty conservative investments. We thought if we could shake some of that loose, it would be helpful to the building industry, and in the home industry they could make some mortgage loans, and then of course with the release of the CDs, or not the release, the tightening up on them so they can't get a, so they won't be competing with our savings and loans, you get those two things going, we can probably weather this storm for the next 4 or 5 months, and then we can look at it and see where we're going. And I agree, a conference like this, three or four people can make the decisions as well as 50 or 60.
That's right, better.
They can make them better, and...
One fellow that gets irritated, go out and discuss it, then you're in hell of shape.
First, you got fellows like Litton that are making speeches, then we got just Howard Onison, who is the biggest one in the state of California. He'd like to have every savings and loan in the state, but and I'll tell you one other thing we ought to do. We've got to merge some of these savings and loans. Too many little ones that can't make it in a great big state. They make a...
You get your people and talk to our people, and we'll cooperate any way we can, Pat.
Fine. How is the Vietnam thing?
Well, militarily, we're doing pretty good. Politically, it's improved over what it has been. In this country, it's in a hell of a shape because all the professors and all the students and all the folks are emphasizing the divisions, and it's hurting us, but Westmoreland's got a hell of a good speech today and says their daddies were against revolting in the revolution, that they thought that we had no business in World War I or World War II or Korea or Greece and Turkey or any other place. And their granddaddies had the same ideas, but somebody got to have honor and respect and do their duty for the country, and his men are doing it. And if these Nellies at home will just keep their pants on and read the liberal columnists and give them a little time, he'd get the job done.
Well, my prayers are with you, and I'm with you 100%. And anything I can do, anytime, any place, anywhere, the governor of California is with you. I know the problems you have. I know the criticism that runs against you. But I've talked to you enough and watched you that thank God we have you as president. That's all I want to tell you.
Thank you, Pat, and I'll see you the first of the month.
Thank you.